Drop it.
F-U-T. F-U-T. F-F-F-F-U-T. Hello, footies. Welcome along to your tri-weekly dose of FIFA Ultimate Team podcasting. We are Foot in Review. Strap yourselves in because over the next hour or so, we'll be bringing you all of the latest content, news, reviews, and of course, as part of footcoaching.com, we do our very best to give you all the tactical advice and gameplay hints and tips to try and make your FIFA 21 experience that much better. This is episode 304. It's Monday, July 26th. And my name is Dan Wimbush, otherwise known as Wimby. Thanks very much for taking the time to tune in. I am joined by not one, but two Scotsmen again. I've got the band back together after last week's successful hosting. So first of all, I will reintroduce Chris, the teddy bear, Grandpapa Mac. How are you, mate?
I am good, mate. I am sweltering. I believe the rain is on its way here to Scotland, so we'll be back to normal and we'll be complaining where's the sun went, because at the moment we're just complaining it's too warm.
Summer is officially over.
I think so. Certainly, it sounds like that tomorrow.
Well, hopefully you'll stay dry. There's been some ridiculous flash flooding down south, and thoughts with anybody who's affected, and of course across Europe as well. There's been lots of nasty stuff. So, hope everyone is safe out there. But another man with a fine view of the Scottish weather conditions. He's back for his second podcast appearance. It is Adam. Adam, welcome back. We didn't scare you off.
No, not at all. I'm glad to be back again. Enjoyed the nice Sunday at Ibrox in the sun, watching Rangers dismantle Real Madrid. So it's been a good weekend.
Yeah, do you want to get the Rangers loving out of the way now? Should I play some mood music for everybody else?
Well, I think that makes us either the second or third best team in Spain at the moment. So, you know, Scotland are the third best team in Europe, and now I believe Rangers are possibly the third best team in Spain. So things are looking up for this season coming.
Yeah, I look forward to all the 88 rated Jers players in next FIFA. but speaking of highly rated players as well, Adam, before we go on, of course, you made your debut last week. And of course, in no coincidence at all, you managed to get yourself an absolute monster pull in your red picks.
Yeah, so I decided on Wednesday night to change up my team. So full team of the year, Mbappe with his cool blue hair. And on my very first red pick, the red one came right back to me. So got him straight back in the team up there with 99 Ronaldo. So it's been a good week, and I had a decent weekend league as well. So I'm pretty happy with that.
See, people, that is 100% concrete proof that if you support this show and appear on this show, you'll get good luck. By 100%, I mean 0%, because Chris, I'm sure you'll attest, our luck is very indifferent since we've been hosting this show.
Well, it is a family show, so I won't actually tell you what my luck has been like. So have you actually packed any 99s, Wimby?
I packed... just the one, just the Messi. But my bonus picks for this weekend league were Fonte and Hummels and somebody else, complete garbage. So a rare foray into weekend league did not pay off. But I was going to ask you, Chris, because on Friday's show with John and Ingvi, you were very happy and sort of looking forward to weekend league action. Do you still, and you said, you know, should that not be the case, play that clip back to me. Do I have to go and dig that clip out of the archive, or did you have a nice time?
I would go rummaging in the archive, my friend. You know, what does it say? Pride becomes before a fall or something like that. Certainly, I did fall away on Sunday. I was 12 with 8 games to go, pushing for the 15 with my Liga squad. And the wheels just come off the bogey. My pack lock just followed me into the weekend league lock. Threw away at one game in particular, which is still making me feel bad. So I had a particularly poor weekend league, but I'm looking forward to this weekend league, because I think we might see one of the big leagues again being represented.
Was there anything in particular that you found tricky? Do you think it was a higher quality of opponent? Was it gameplay? Was it strength of squads?
I just stopped playing the way I've been coached was the problem for me. I said to myself on Sunday, right, I've got 8 games, that's 2 2-hour sessions, and I'll pick up the wins, and I put too much pressure on myself. And when it didn't go to plan to start with that, then the wheels just came off. And, that was the problem.
Was your La Liga squad, you think, up to scratch? Because in my experience, and I found it about 50-50 between La Liga squads and just regular squads.
The squad I was rocking was absolutely fine. the squad I had was there was really no great weak players in there from that. And as I say, I had a bit of bad luck in front of goal. The amount of times I volleyed, crossed for a volley, and it somehow hit the keeper's feet or that. To be fair, the luck was against me a little bit, but potentially it was just down to my bad play. And I can only put myself to blame. But I believe you guys had a good one. Put me to shame.
I'll let Adam go first, because I know you had a really good weekend.
Yeah, I had a good weekend. I had the Spanish set up to get the bonus picks. We're still a good team, but it wasn't 100%. I got to 15-3 with it, and then changed up to my main team for the last couple of games, and ended up finishing on 17-3. After last week where I had the meltdown, I was really happy with that.
I hope you can hear me clap, my friend. I hope you can hear me clap for you.
Thanks, mate. Absolutely
well deserved. And I think sometimes when you are playing with not your desired squad, I think sometimes that relieves a little bit of the mental pressure on you, because you've almost kind of got a reason to relax, because you can think, oh, well, you know, if I lost, you know, I probably would have won that if I had my full strength squad. I remember I played one around New Year out of nowhere. I hadn't been planning to play, and I had to play with a lot of untradeables and less average players. And that was probably my most enjoyable weekend league of the year, because I didn't have that pressure of I've got every big gun in my team. I played also for the La Liga picks. I'm quite fortunate to have quite a strong La Liga base side, so I didn't have too many. I did have to make a first minute sub in every game. Some random 75 rated scrub went off for Mr. Allen. Had to play 23 games on Friday, because, as I'm sure other parents of young children will know, your windows, you can't always predict them, and you can't just plan out a nice even spread. So the wife took the kids out, so I managed to get quite a lot of games played on Friday. And I think I was something like 12-10 or 13-10. Managed to get 17 in the end, so very, very happy with that. But there were lots of stressful periods. Lost two games on pens. At first, I thought that the quality of the opponents was really strong, and the gameplay wasn't particularly smooth on Friday afternoon. But it all balanced out in the end, and you know, it's just, I'm kind of sitting in middle ground, but I'll certainly take those two picks. It's a shame, as you guys talked about on Friday, Chris, that I haven't got the juiced up book champions upgrade SBC to put it into. I would have liked that 99 Neymar to look forward to.
Yeah, it would have been great to have got something like that. As I say, I did it when it was even the good luck, and I got 94 Casemiro. So I think we'll get on to the fact that we think the evil twin's come back for his holiday from Mordor, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And he's walked in and went, what's going on? Get those lava lamps off. Get the music off. Let's get back to work, guys. I don't know what you've been doing since I've been away this week. And he's definitely back with a bang.
Yes, absolutely. If you are somebody that likes grinding the menus and having, you know, a stab at a few upgrade picks, this is not the weekend for you. Let's just start there then. The two packs you mentioned. So as always on Sunday, we got the upgrade packs and picks, as we usually do. On the surface, not too bad. An 82 rated player pick, three choices there, and an 83-89 player pick with one of three choices. So on the surface, not too bad. Then you dig in to what you need to do. So for the 83-89 player pick, you need to submit an 81 rated squad with 50 chemistry. Pretty bad, but okay. But for the 82 plus pick, 81 rated squad and 70 chemistry. Adam, what do you think the thinking behind this? Or is it just them being tight?
They either don't want people to do it, or they've just got someone to build the SBCs that's not got a clue about the pricing and just thought, yeah, we'll do that, and they'll still do it. I don't know, maybe they want people to burn off their club so that they don't. So I didn't lump them all into one of the big icons, but it's pretty grim.
It's 15k for the 83-89 pick, and that 15k as well for the 82 plus player pick. As anyone that's done a lot of these picks knows, you often get a lot of picks where there's just 82 and 83 rated players. A lot of these picks aren't even going to pay for themselves.
It's just it's just really tight. And, you know, I mean, that's the problem. It's just really tight for the end of a game. You know, It doesn't make sense. We're at the stage of the game now, if don't people remember, it's like the last week of school. Nobody's doing any work. We're bringing games in. We're all playing Monopoly or Snakes and Ladders. You know, we just want to have a bit of fun. And then, as I say, the evil twins come back and went, nah, no fun in this business.
Yeah, I think I said this on the last show I did. There's been a little bit of a nerf to those who want to grind the menus after what had been a pretty glorious Summer Stars period with all of those league SBCs and the objectives as well that you kept, you know, singing the praises of, Chris, where you could go and score all the goals with different nationalities to get lots of different packs. There is one way to generate packs that we'll come on to later, but as a pure menu grinder, we're now down to three league SBCs, and two of those expire in 23 hours time. So by 6 o'clock tomorrow, they'll be gone. By 6 o'clock tomorrow, you'll only have the Premier League and the Sudamericana and Libertadores league SBCs to do. So all attempts to things like bronze pack method, silver pack method are dead in the water. And these two SBCs, if you were someone that liked opening 5K or 7.5K gold packs, they're generally not paying out because the price of low-rated common golds in particular has gone through the floor. You can pick them up for sort of 400-500 coins. So you're not going to make any money. So there's not actually a way to, balance the books and do these picks. You have to kind of spend your money or spend your untradables. And my only possible theory is that they don't want people stacking up a load of these picks for when the next set of best of come into packs, which I think is due on Friday. So maybe the weight is strong. I don't know. But not ideal. And Adam, there is one player that I think a lot of FIFA players would actually quite like to be able to grind towards, because we did have one of the big guns from the icon world strut onto the scene on Sunday.
Yeah, Ronaldinho came out. I really did want to do him. But then with that Mbappe that I got, I decided to change direction to Hullet instead. But Ronaldinho looks great. Again, he is very expensive. I think he's 3 squads less than Hullet with 22 squads. So it's probably not value, but he's there if you want to go get him and you can.
Yeah, Chris, any desire to do Mr. R10?
I would love to do them, but again, it's just the stage of the game where that number of SBCs, you've really got to want to do it, and I just don't want to spend the time doing it. I'd rather do the objectives than actually get them in the team. And, you know, it'd be great to have him. He looks amazing in-game when you play against him, but just too much for me at this stage.
Yeah, he's coming in at around 3.5 million coins to do. His sale price on PS is about 4 million. On Xbox, he looks even rarer. It's currently saying on Footbin 6 million. So I'm not sure if it's usually, I think it has been down around 4.5. So you do get a bit of a saving. But again, lacking the ways to actually grind these squads out. And also, we've had a lot of big guns already with Eusebio, Hullet coming out. The chance of you of having held on to so many players for this long is increasingly slim. And it's, again, just the time. We talked about this with Hullet last week. Just the time to carve out those 22 squads. But Adam, where does Ronaldinho sort of rank amongst the sort of best cards? You know, if you were just offered in a vacuum a Ronaldinho or a Team of the Year Mbappe, which would you be taking?
I don't know. If it's a tough one. It depends. I think the top level players would probably go for Mbappe. He's probably in more squads. I think his stamina and stuff will be better. I think if you're going for results, maybe Mbappe, but if you're going for fun, seeing the magical ponytail run about the pitch will be awesome, and it's Ronaldinho, everyone loves him, so it's a tough call to make. It depends what you prefer to go for in the game, fun or out-and-out results, I think.
Yeah, Chris, is he worth 3.5 million at, pretty much August?
If you've got the players and you're not really overly bothered, yeah, I would. As Adam says, that magic ponytail looks cool in game. So if you gave me a choice between Mbappe and Ronaldinho, I'd certainly be doing Ronaldinho. I just like what they could have done, to be honest with you, is they could have just maybe done, instead of doing so many SBCs, why don't you do 3 that included icons? You know, we've all got them. We're on the roulette. We're all sitting there with the unusable ones. I say this every time I'm on. Let's stick them in. I know they didn't guarantee that would happen, but they could do it with less. And from that point of view, we've all used Mbappe this year, so I think a chance to use Ronaldinho would be the one for me.
Yeah, I would have just liked it. And again, I apologise for retreading our ground, but just the rewards for these SBCs are just pathetic. Looking at one of these, one of the 88 rated squads gives you a rare gold pack back. Come on. You know, again, to use the old cliche, it's the tired cliche, I will say, and apologise for, it's July. Come on, at least can't be dishing out rare mega packs and things like that.
Anything. I mean, even the, you know, I happened to have a wee look at the store before I came in to see what kind of promo was there, and it's actually a mega preview pack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think we had one through the week there that was 87 plus or something like that, and you could buy a lot of five of them just for a laugh. I spent a load of coins on it. I did it just for a laugh. I didn't make any money. I actually lost probably 100,000, but actually it was a bit of fun. But actually, when your promo is your mega preview pack, I mean, what is the point of that? As I say, I think Evil Twin's come back. He's had not a very great holiday. Or he's had a really good holiday and he's just come back in a really bad mood because he enjoyed himself. He doesn't like that. But it's really, they've toned it right down.
I just wonder if this is one last attempt by EA to kind of treat players mean, to get them keen again for Friday for this one last big push with the, you know, the final best of impacts, rather than burn people out completely with good content. Because, you know, we did have a lot of people sort of saying, I remember around that La Liga and Bundesliga team this season, it was kind of too much. So maybe, just maybe, they're sort of thinking, okay, let's have a few quiet days to get people pumped up for one more hype cycle.
Maybe, I mean, certainly the Arsenal players that came out, that dynamic duo, they look a couple of really, really great cards. And if I was putting prediction hat on, I think the Premier League will be included in Weekend League Plus, just because the way the votes went, you know, the footies vote that we're going to talk about as well, all that stuff all points towards, you know, Premier League Plus, Premier League Weekend League Plus as well. So maybe that's what they're doing. You know, they're maybe holding off for that. But I mean, Team 2, what could be in there, do you think, that could actually make everyone want to come back?
I think it'll be everything. I think it'll be all of the rest of the good cards. I can't see them stretching out to a third team. Because, you know, we've already gone up to Foot Birthday, haven't we? So the only promos left now are Team of the Season, Summer Stars and Path to Glory and Footies. Although I don't think they'll put Footies cards in there. But, I can't see them stretching out by saying, okay, it's all Team of the Season in for 2 weeks, and then, because then you'll be talking, you know, mid to end of August for these cards being in packs. So I think everything will go back in. So you'll get the chance to chase the Neymars and the Mbappes of this world, and the market will suffer one last crash. But Adam, we have, you know, Chris mentioned there is a Footies PL pick to look forward to. So if you do want one of those top guns from the Premier League, you do have an early opportunity to grab one.
Yeah, I went for, his name's just escaped me. Wilfred Zaha, I went for Zaha. I thought he could be fun if he's given the juice treatment with pace and five-star skills. It could be good.
Yeah, Zaha against Moussa Sissoko of Tottenham, who I think Sissoko will win. I think he's always been a very popular midfielder. Chris, who did you vote for?
Well, I voted for Zaha because I think he's 83. I think Sissoko's 79. So
yeah.
I'm wondering if people will look at it and just go for the highest rated card. Sissoko's always been a favourite, hasn't he? Of any kind of FIFA, he always seems to get in. He's always that kind of linchpin in the middle. But I like to see Zaha come out. But a left-sided player, I think, isn't it? In the Prem, you've currently got
Sterling.
St-Maximin there. I think they're overloaded with left-sided players in the Prem. So again, it's not a great card to put in. I'd like to have seen the other side being used, the right side, because when you look at, as I say, if I think it's going to be Weekend League Plus, if you look at it at the moment, if we go into Weekend League Plus potentially, there's no much there from the Prem for the right-hand side. You've got Salah, who's actually available in the transfer market. And just to mark people's cards, the season ends really soon. I think it's only got a little bit to go. Currently 3 days to go. And if you're near the end, is it Daniel Podence, you'd say?
Yes, yeah.
Well, he's a right-sided winger. Really good. Looks like juice card. And if you are thinking of doing Weekend League and it is Weekend League Plus for the Premier League, I would definitely go for him. And he's free. So we'll save you some coins. Just a wee heads up for anybody out there.
Yeah, I voted for Zaha as well, just to be a bit different. And also, he might have half a chance getting into my team. Sissoko didn't, but obviously lots of French cards in, so quite easy to link, whereas Zaha's Ivory Coast, so you're going to struggle unless you are running an all-prem team. Mm-hmm. But also, as mentioned, a footy's PL pick as well. Now, we saw this with the La Liga last week, I believe it was. So this gives you a chance of getting one of four Premier League players from Foot Birthday, Team of the Season, Festival of Football, Path to Glory, or the Summer Stars squads. Adam, have you given this a spin? Are you going to?
I don't think I am. I don't really have any Prem players in my team, and I think the only two I'd really fancy would be Fernandes or Rashford, or maybe that Firmino, but not really.
170,000 coins, Chris, tempting you?
Well, I'd like to give a shout-out to our good friend, G's a Legend. If you go to his Twitter, he currently is showing the squad, the players you can get. I'll not tell you them all, but Foot Birthday-wise, you can get 5, Team of the Season 19, Festival of Football, Category 7, and Summer Stars 10. And they're very much a similar position, all of them. So I think I'll probably give that a miss. I've got quite a lot of Prem players already still in my club. But if you are thinking of doing it, certainly check out our good friend, G's a Legend's Twitter. He's put a good graphic up there. Are you going to do it, Wimby?
Done it. My choices were Team of the Season, Areola. I'm trying to think of the second one was. Foot Birthday, Adama Traore. And Festival of Football, Laporte. And Path to Glory, Wijnaldum. And I picked Wijnaldum. None of them will get it into my team. But I came out about level.
Wijnaldum looks a good card. Yeah, I've never used them, but it does look a good card in game. And the Adama Traore 89 Foot Birthday, I've used that. It's a really good, fun card.
Yeah.
He's absolutely juiced to the max.
Yeah, I almost took him, but he's only 60k to buy on the market. So if I did want to, take him out for a spin, it's easy to see. I think Wijnaldum's still about 170. And Laporte was actually more expensive at nearly 200k on Xbox. But I went for Wijnaldum just as a backup box to box option. I was hoping to get a Sterling, a Rashford, Fernandes, but our good friend Nath, fellow podcast co-host, he managed to get Sterling, the jammy so-and-so. So I expect him to be crying about that when he's back from his holiday.
Well, that just leaves me as the only person in the bad luck club, because Adam's kicked out and now Nath's about to get kicked out as well. So it's like being back at the Silver Lounge now. I've got
Ingvy's
no
with you.
Ingvy's still in. Thankfully, Ingvy's still there. Sorry, Ingvy, you've got bad luck, but at least you're still in the club, my friend.
Yeah, I've not seen him. I haven't seen him post anything in the old amazing Pack Pools thread on the Discord, which, of course, you can join by going to patreon.com/footinreview. And just while on the very brief subject of the Patreon, we have had one question submitted to the podcast live chat, which again you can access via the Discord, and it comes from some nobody named John.
No,
so he does some sort of foot coaching. Never heard of him. It must have snuck his way in, hopped over the fence. He said, question for the show, have you got any ideas to add to our Patreon tiers? Any ones that we take on will get a free coaching sessions or a foot in review cap. So if you are part of our Patreon, as you know, there are three tiers currently which offer a host of benefits, from Discord access to coaching discounts to shout outs to appearing on this show. But we're looking to revamp over the summer, and if you can think of anything that you think this would be good to offer, if I did sign up, or other people might be enticed by this, if you've got any ideas, submit them in to us. Just head over to our Twitter at Foot in Review, drop us a DM, send us a message with your idea, and as John said, if it's an idea that we really like, you'll get a free coaching session or a foot in review cap. So there you go. Hot off the press competition.
Wowzers.
So yeah, get those submissions in. And we'll keep you posted on that. I'm sure John will have more details when he appears on the show on Wednesday. So yeah, any ideas for the Patreon? And just in general, just beyond that as well, if you've got any ideas for the show, we'll be more than happy. We're trying to do this show for everybody out there. As much fun as we have doing it, it's more fun personally for me, when, you know, we get feedback and saying it's helped them or people are listening to the show. So anything we can do to make your time listening to us better, we will absolutely do. But anyway, away from competitions, let's get back to the content, because it has been thick and fast since Friday, even if a lot of it is overpriced. Two players I don't think you could class as overpriced, Adam, starting with today's player SBC, Footy's favourite, Ashraf Hakimi, who has now moved to PSG from Inter. He's got a right midfield Footy's card.
Yeah, he looks really good. He's got great pace, great physicals, and kind of all good stats across the board. He's someone that could play as the wing back in a 3-5-2 or right back if you were at a push. He's a great card, and he's only in 85 squad, I think it was.
Yes.
So it's a good deal, that one. Worth picking up if you've got a space in your team.
Yep, coming in at around 102k on PS and 115 on Xbox. Chris, for a long time, the problem with this card was that I think it was, what is it, 2-star weak foot on his base card?
Mm-hmm.
Which put a lot of people off. I remember John, though, singing his praises earlier in this game cycle. He really enjoyed it as a right wing card. So this looks like a card that could really go under the radar.
Yeah. Somebody's definitely agreeing with me there, Wimby. the only thing...
Sorry, that's my dog.
I was going to say, otherwise my kids have gone feral.
Or my cat. My cats have moved to something else. The only thing I'd say about him when I look at him is his agility and balance is a little bit low. So I'd potentially look to put a finisher on him, which will really boost the rest of his stats. But a great card. Now, and I don't want to upset John, the foot coach, but in a better league potentially. Ligue 1 as opposed to Serie A, but I would certainly think about maybe potentially putting a finisher on him, because his pace is you don't need to touch that with an engine. So that's the only thing I would look at, is if you put a finisher on him, goes to 99 agility, he's got 98 acceleration, 99 sprint speed, and it boosts his balance to 91. But that's a really good fun card. I've just actually compared them there, because Di Maria, I think, ends tomorrow. Di Maria is going to come in at $500,000, where he's 118. Yeah. Definitely isn't 400,000 coins less of a player. So I would, if you've not done Di Maria thinking of doing it, I'd definitely go with Hakimi first.
Yeah, I think this has got a nice little interesting option as well with the Paredes right path to glory card. That's a right back that's 5-star, 5-star. So if you played that at right back and put Hakimi in at right midfield, obviously you've got that strong link, both being PSG, chuck a Guardian on Hakimi. And, you know, that boosts up the balance, doesn't do much for the agility, but sort of gets his defending up to where you need it to be. He could do a really good job at right back, and you could push Paredes sort of further forward or elsewhere on the pitch. So that's a sort of a really nice option. Again, just a super solid card. If you're someone that's got an Mbappe or a Neymar, and the other guy who we'll talk about sooner, Marquinhos, who's just got a Footy's SBC as well, quite easy to link in despite being Moroccan and not maybe having many national links. Very easy to slot in with what's come out lately. So just a fantastic card if you've got, you know, options for 117,000 coins or 100,000 coins on PS. I think it's a no-brainer. It's one just to do almost just to stash in your club just in case you do get lucky and, you know, pull yourself a Neymar or something like that. So I might complete it. He will have to compete with a certain Messi for a slot. But, you know, I said even with a Guardian, he's a 97 rated right winger, showing the sort of quality he is.
Yeah, I just say to people as well, as I think Team 2 comes out, as we've said already on Friday. So yes. I think if you're looking to compare up with Mbappe, I'm sure the record breaker ones there, the 91 rated, I think it's about 200,000. So if you're thinking of going with a Ligue 1 team and you're looking for Mbappe, he might be an option that you need to maybe snaffle quickly before. If you're looking to do any kind of upgrades of that, he might be the way to go. You hopefully are lucky.
Yeah, very good shout. And Adam, the final SBC that we've had out in terms of a player is, as mentioned, his PSG teammate, Mr. Marquinhos.
Yeah, he looks really good as a pure no-nonsense centre defensive mid. Got great pace, unbelievable defending physical, dribbling not bad as well, with the important agility and balance above 90. And he's been boosted, I believe, skill moves and weak foot both been boosted up to 4-star, 4-star. And he has medium-high work rates, so that's it's a great option for anyone that's got Brazilian or a French-based league team.
Yep, I only wish that I'd known this card was coming out before I did Alan. Alan is a very good card, so I can't complain too much. But yeah, again, very solid card. I used his foot freeze for most of the first half of the year. Great player. Again, gives you a perfect link to Neymar. If you're lucky enough to have done that juiced up SBC last week, and you know plenty of other options as well. We can link to the likes of Militao. There's plenty of Brazilians to link him in with. He's got that high defensive medium attacking work rate, which is perfect for that sort of sitting in front of the back four. If you're playing a 4-2-3-1, just ideal for it, and at a cost that is very good. And I think, Chris, I think Ligue 1 had just sort of lacked that real sort of destroyer midfielder.
Yeah, I think so. I think, and again, if you put an engine on him, he becomes immense. He has 97 agility, 99 balance, acceleration, 99 sprint speed. Sorry, 95, 99 sprint speed, you know, and he's defending. You just don't need to touch that. And he'll just patrol that back line, pick the ball up, and be his 4-star weak foot. He's got decent passing as well. So, you know, good vision, good crossing as well. Long passing's great, short passing's great. He'll pick the ball up, start the play for you. If you have got a league in team, he's definitely one to put in.
Yeah, and he goes to, he's a 99 rated CDM with an anchor and a 99 rated centre back with an anchor as well. So really, very hard to find a flaw with this card. 99 composure, and I said with an anchor, 99 aggression, 99 strength. Literally maxed out every defensive stat with an anchor. You won't get much better than this in terms of, again, finding just a pure sitting CDM. Or if you do want to drop him into a back three, definitely get him done. He's on my list to do just as soon as I get a few more cards in the club. Just finally, one SBC else to mention. And Chris, this just seems increasingly out of date and out of touch. Another Icon Moments pick. But it's 415,000 coins to do.
Just when you're talking about Marquinhos there, Wimby, and you're saying, you know, put an anchor on him, which I'm looking at Footbin just now, put an anchor on him. And I'm thinking, I'm looking at the price, 382,000 coins. And then, as you say, that pick there, or even the Ronaldinho one, it just shows how they've missed the boat completely. You know, I could do Icon swap tokens, and I'm not even going to bother because there's no point doing it, because the icons almost in this game, you know, unless you've got the fodder and you've got the time, are just seem, you know, really no usable. I think is the word I'm looking for, just not usable. And I didn't even know, is that bad? I didn't even know that pick was out, so that just shows you how out of date it is.
Well, as someone that as Adam will know full well, as I know you've been in this boat as well, we pick up a lot of players designed to appeal to people doing these icon picks. And Adam, as you know, judging by how the market's fallen flat, nobody seems to have been enticed by this pick, do they?
Yeah, no one's really bothered. I didn't realise it had come out at all really either. It's just, I think there's about maybe 5-6 icons that you'd really want, and then the rest of them are just, it's like goodbye to your coins or your cards that you've collected over the game, and then you've just been given some more coal, really.
Yeah, 24 icons are currently coming in above that 415,000 coin mark, and three of them are pretty much on that money of Xavi, Essien, and Kenny Dalglish. The only icons who prime icon moments icons that are now worth more than 1 million coins are Garrincha, Maldini, Maradona, Eusebio, Vieira, Zidane, Cruyff, Hullet, Ronaldinho, Pele, and Ronaldo. And again, your chances of getting one. But even, Adam, even now, like if you've got a Garrincha, would even a Garrincha get into your team?
Probably not. Garrincha does look good. I was using him in the draft the other day, actually. And he's quite handy. I was bringing him off the bench and he was doing work. But like, if you compare that Grincha to that Alessandrini, he's going to be better, the objective from last week, I think it was. So they're just not worth it, and they're increasingly not worth it as the game goes on.
Just even Hakimi, who's out tonight, who's a tenth of the price, has got 54 better total stats. He's also total in-game stats. He's outranking him by about 160 as well. Of course, he doesn't have the five-star skill moves. He's only got four. But again, I think it just goes back to what you said, Chris. Just totally out of touch.
Yeah, I mean, we've already mentioned it, and we're trying not to be negative here. You know, with the player picks, with that coming out, there definitely just seems to have, you know, and they're still getting great cards. Well, that Hakimi's still a great card. There just seems to be inconsistency, you know, with what they're bringing out. And, you know, sometimes the mind boggles a little bit what goes on at EA.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've not seen the pack weight on this. Maybe it's a bit more juiced and they are dishing out better cards, which is why this. But, I mean, I would be, you know, let's be frank. I don't think they have juiced up these picks. I'd be very surprised if they were dishing out R9s left, right and centre. And look, I'm not going to gamble spending 400,000 coins to do it. So look, if you have done it, let us know and let us know who you get. But let's move on. That wraps up the SBC content. I want to get on to this. Well, it does actually tie in with an SBC that we saw over the weekend. A draft token upgrade, which costs just 5,000 coins to do. Now, this is notable, should I say, Chris, because there's a new objective out, a new milestones objective based on drafts. Tell us more about it.
Well, yeah, there's a new milestone. I'm just looking. I actually didn't realize it. I looked at it. So it's a maximum of 48 games. But as opposed to what we're getting at the moment with winning ways, there's actually players involved. So the first four, you go to eight player pick. Then number 12, when you win 12 games, matches and online draft, apologies. So online draft, I think it's a maximum of four games you play. You get packs for winning as well. But if you win 12 games in online draft, you get 90 rated Mason Mount, which is a great card. I know Nick will be delighted. He's holding the Champions League trophy with a 90 rated. And then as you go through his other picks as well, and then when you get to 36 wins, you get 93 rated Wayne Rooney, which was the end of era card, I think, at the time. There's Firmino as well, his freeze cards there. So actually, and then end one, 48 wins in online drafts, you get an ultimate pack. So I reckon that I could potentially win two, probably my best would be two. I'd be honest with you. So I'm looking at 24 draft tokens that I need. So what is that? Five, just about 100k. But I think yeah, you probably would get the best part. If you could do that, you win two a game, I think you'd get your money back. And I think I like the fact that players are involved as well. So it's not just get a pack, you're actually getting 93. And as I say, 48, the max is that going to be 12? It's the best you can do if you win all four. And you get the packs as well. I think this is really good. Really, really like it. And that's where my gold players are going to go. I'm just going to do I think it lasts for around about 10 days, 12 days still. So that's where my players, I'm going to just do a load of batch of them and do it, get a load of the tokens and start playing.
Adam, have you been lured back into the world of draft?
Yeah, I don't really play it much just because I find, apart from at the start of the game, it's hard to get your money back, even if you win it. But with this, I'm going to do the same as Chris. I'm just going to put in all the old low-rated golds, make up a batch of them and see how far I get. I think I can win it, not regularly, but a fair few times. So I think I'll make up 10 or 15 and just go and have fun with it. It gives you something to do during the week when Rivals is dead and there's not much going on really. So it's gave a bit of new value to the game during the week, which is quite good, I think.
Yeah, I imagine there'll be a lot of gold. Have either of you played in it since this? Have you noticed any golden goal antics?
I've played two drafts. I played one that I'd made up as soon as the game had come out when they'd given us a draft token. So it was like an all gold team. So I got through the first round with a rage quit and then got battered in the second by 99 Neymar. And then the second one, I got through two games. I think I'd won them quite comfortably. They hadn't played golden goal, but they'd went out at 2-0, maybe 3-0 in the first 15-20 in-game minutes. So I think if you sit down and put in a bit of try hard, go for the throat, I think you could get these rattled off quite quickly.
Yeah, and I sort of mentioned earlier that there's no real way for you to grind out picks. this is the way to grind out picks and players if you really want to. Because as Chris mentioned, I think even if you get knocked out in the first round, I think you get two gold packs from doing so. And the chances are that your two gold packs will be worth a bit more. If you sell everything and you get even a teeny slice of luck, you should make more than 5K from those two packs. So you will be actually making more than you put in. It's much more time consuming, though, obviously, especially if you get, you know, if you're not prepared to gold and goal it. But I guess you could just continually enter and quit out and get your two gold packs and keep doing that. So there is a, you know, a draft to glory strategy out there if you can be bothered to go through the rigmarole of it. But like I say, it's nice to have another option, although unfortunately, again, I apologize for being slightly negative. I don't like it when everything seems to be geared around not playing your best team at this stage of the season, if that makes sense. You know, you've worked really hard all year to get this team and you're getting things like Weekend League Plus where you have to play the league of teams, draft to earn money. You know, why can't there just be a, you know, bring back the daily knockout tournament or something like that for your main team?
Yeah, I mean, and there's a Silver Stars out at the moment as well, and it used to be, I think, the ex-Man United player, Machida.
Yes, Machida.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of us have done that, and it would be nice if they even did a, as you say, a daily knockout tournament, even silver ones, or bronze players, you know, something a bit of fun like that, you know, and, a bronze squad. Imagine playing a bronze squad. It would be a good laugh, actually, because the ball wouldn't actually be really like playing the meta. The ball would be bouncing everywhere. I think that would be a good laugh. Max Kem, daily tournaments, you know, bring back the fun element of the game so that people come back and play at night. At the moment, what could you do at the moment? You play draft at the moment, and that's really about it, or you can grind towards in the Premier potential to get those Arsenal players.
Yeah, just more excuses to use that team that you've worked so hard all year for would be great. And you know, as I said, I thought that the stuff they put out around the Festival of Football with the goal scoring objectives and things like that really gave you an okay. Yes, you had to pick, you know, a random Swiss player or a random, you know, what, a Senegalese player, maybe, but you could pretty much use your full strength side if you wanted to get decent packs. But yeah, Draft to Glory is certainly an option for you now. And just quickly before we wrap up the show and ride off into the sunset, there was just one thing from Friday's show that I wanted to pick up on, and that was the rumours coming around whether that PS5 would be the exclusive home for the pro scene. Now, these rumours, they're still very much rumours, and there's been lots of speculation on either way, so I'm not going to take these as read until, you know, EA come out with a pitch note. But Adam, I'm going to start with you, because you're a PS5 player. You know, would you be in favour of this? You know, are you sitting there as a PS5 owner sort of smugly thinking, oh great, you know, I'm in the good here?
Not at all. I don't think it's fair for people that have just got their Xbox X or whatever it's called to the Christmas, and then if they're really good at FIFA, they might not be able to use it competitively. And from a selfish perspective, I think it could make Weekend League a lot harder if it's concentrating all the top level players into one game, one console. Sorry, then the chances are you're going to come up against a lot more verified or professional players than I think I come up against my fair share of them as it is, so I really hope it's not true.
Chris, what do you think?
Well, I'm currently a PS5 player playing on the PlayStation 4, and I'm very much like Adam. The first thing I thought is I don't want to be any more better players on that system than there needs to be. So from a purely selfish point of view, which is the first thing I thought about, was no, this is not good for me, because, you know, if people are going to gravitate towards that side, as well as what John said, you know, it's difficult to get your hands on a PS5 as well. So I think it's completely unfair on anybody, because nobody knew about it when they bought the Xbox as well. So I think if they did that, I think the best thing EA can do is bring out crossplay. Then we've not got this argument for that point. And I think they should really work towards that. I don't think it's that difficult. You know, we've got eFootball saying they're going to bring it in the winter time. From mobile phones, it was mobile phones, PCs, you know, Xbox, PlayStation. If they can do that, surely EA can do that. Let's just get cross-play and save any of these arguments.
Yeah, I'm sceptical this is going to happen, because I would be very wary if I were EA at potentially pissing off excuse my language, a large portion of your player base that you know plays. And it's bearing in mind that there's a bigger crossover, I think, between Xbox and PC owners because of things like Game Pass now, and the way that Xbox have got the buying power of things like, you know, they've gone out and just bought Bethesda and things like that. You know, it's, I'm not so sure I would be quick to alienate a player base. Yes, the PS5 is outselling the Xbox. I think it's about 2-1, but that's still a big chunk of Xboxes being sold out there. And, you know, I'm an Xbox player. From my point of view, I have no desire to ever be a professional, nor do I think I've got the ability to be one. And I'm the opposite of you guys. I'm actually sitting here thinking, oh, that could be great. You know, I might get a more casual experience. You know, we'd send away all the good people, and I, you know, I could be elite on Xbox if everybody goes away. I can dream anyway. But so from a selfish point of view, yeah, I'd think, yeah, great, fine. But no, I don't see it happening. And I think if they did it, they would very quickly regret it, because I think there would be a lot of backlash. And I don't think right now you want to open the door to other companies like PES, or sorry, eFootball, with disillusioned players going, great, well, if I can't reach the top, I'm not even going to bother playing FIFA. I'll give this a go. Why would you crack open the door like that?
100% agree with what you say. It's too big a market to annoy people. Because, you know, if this isn't true, and to be fair, you know, the Ultimate Edition's out at the moment. I think what we said was at the 11th of August, I think we said the Heroes were up to. Don't quote me on that, guys, if you're listening to this and thinking that's the date. I'd go and check it yourself, but I think it's around about that date. You would need to confirm this long before then, because people are going to spend their £80 or €80 or whatever it costs them to get the new game. And the last thing you want to do is go and get the Xbox game, and then if you're that good a player, find out you can't take part in the pro scene. So again, if EA, you're going to do this, they need to let people know quick before. I mean, I've bought my edition. I've bought the PlayStation edition already. So if that's the case, that's fine, but I'm never going to reach it. But as I say, the offers are there. They're asking people to buy the game. The best come clean just now if that's where they're going to go. I hope to think they don't do it.
Adam, any closing thoughts?
Yeah, that's a great point with the fact that the game's out for pre-order. And if that's the case, then it's not fair for everyone that's spent their money on the game, and then will have to buy a new game and possibly a new console to chase their goals of being a competitive player.
Yep, 100% agree. And look, watch the space. As I said, there are lots of rumours flying around, and you know, in the past couple of weeks, we've seen a lot of leakers trying to ruin other leakers by putting out false reports and stuff like that. So just be very careful about what you buy into. We here at Foot and Review, we will obviously discuss some of these rumors, but look, we will very much present them as facts when they're out, and we'll flag them appropriately. So, you know, big red warning flag above what we've just talked about. It is very much at the moment hypothetical. So look, as soon as there's a pitch note on it, we will be very keen to discuss it. And if it's debunked, we'll of course do that as well. So three times a week, that is the benefit of this show. We will bring you the news as we get it. Just one final point on the pro scene, actually, before we go. There was breaking news this evening. Perhaps not terribly a surprise given the pandemic, but the FIFA eWorld Cup and the eNations Cup have both been cancelled. They were due to take place in August. The eWorld Cup was going to be in London from the 6th to the 8th of August, and the eNations Cup was going to be in Copenhagen, Denmark, from the 20th to the 22nd of August. There were lots of concerns from stakeholders and players about whether would they be allowed in, and obviously the state of the COVID controls and entry into various countries and quarantines and all sorts of things that you have to worry about in today's world. So they've taken the decision to cancel it. And the good news is that all of the prize money is now going to be evenly distributed between all of the qualified players for the eWorld Cup and all of the member associations for the eNations Cup. So, Chris, I think, I won't spend too long on it, but it's kind of nice that people will get rewarded, although I'm sure it's a big shame that they won't get a chance to show off the skills they've worked all year for.
Yeah, because I must admit, I've watched a good few games and it's been quite exciting. It's one I probably would have picked, you know, would have watched as well. I take it they just can't do it online then for people's connections and things like that. So they've not postponed it. It's actually just completely cancelled, I take it.
Yeah, they've just said they've cancelled it. So look, whether they will put in some sort of a a summer tournament. You know, the summer. I think they had this. What was it? The summer series last year. Mm. Although again, with you know, we're talking about 8 weeks now till the new game. Adam, shame for you to not get to watch this one.
Yeah, it's sad that everyone won't be able to show off their skills, but it's good that they'll all get a chunk of the prize money. So it's probably the best they can do with what's going on in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. They closed the statement by saying the FIFA team is undoubtedly looking forward to the future of FIFA esports, and FIFA E will be back next year with more competition at the highest level. So yeah, commiserations to anyone that was going. You know, I would love to get to go to one of these events. I think certainly when the world, hopefully, fingers crossed, goes back to some sort of normality or what we consider normality, I think it'd be great if we could get a Foot in Review live podcast at an event or something like that. And, you know, hopefully maybe even, you know, somebody that we know is will be competing at one of these events. And if you, you know, you want a chance to try and improve and get to that kind of level, again, why not go and get some coaching from footcoaching.com? John and Aaron do fantastic work. Again, you know, John mentioned on Friday some of the potential changes to settings and more manual skill set. You know, so a great chance to get in with John and Aaron, and they'll sort of talk you through the mechanics. And if you've got those base mechanics, they can really carry you, you know, up to that next level. As Chris, I'm sure you'll attest, even though you had a tough weekend league, it's you've at least got that understanding of where you went wrong.
Yeah, that's one thing. That's one thing that foot coaching will do for you. It's not just a case of, you know, do this skill move, do that skill move. I'm not going to tell you what the guy's secrets are because that would be unfair. But what it does do is allow you to analyse your own game. So right away, you can look back at your replay and you know exactly what you've done wrong and try and get that out of the game. We all make mistakes, but it's good if you can then pinpoint them and make the changes.
Yeah, so head over to footcoaching.com for all of the information. And again, remember, if you are part of our Patreon, that is at patreon.com/footinreview. If you're a member of any of our tiers, it gets you access to coaching discounts. And of course, access to the Discord where you get, you know, talk directly to John and Aaron and ourselves as well. So head over to Patreon and remember that competition that we mentioned earlier in this show. If you have a suggestion that we can add to those Patreon tiers, if you're looking to sign up and you think, oh, you know, it'd be great if they offered this, drop us a line either via email or the best place is probably the Twitter over it's at Foot in Review, or especially if you're in the Discord. You know, and that comes up and John and the guys like it, then you'll get a free coaching session or a free cap. So there you go, more incentive to do so. But let's ride off into the sunset then without further ado. Adam, anything to add before we depart?
No, it's just been an interesting week of content in FIFA, really. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the future for the rest of the game and on to the next one.
Chris, anything else from you?
Well, I hope everybody's been enjoying the Olympics. It's been a golden day for Team GB. I think we won 3 golds today, didn't we? So I was going to ask everybody a question. Why couldn't the Chile practice archery?
Go on.
He didn't have an arrow.
Woof. You know, John showed his comedy chops on Friday, and, you know, I'm not going to... I think he's still got the crown based on that effort.
Oh, mate, I thought we were buddies. Don't worry, I'll practice.
I'm treating you mean to keep you keen, keep you fired up on the joke front. But no, guys, again, thank you both for joining us. And thank you to everyone listening. Again, apologies if we lingered a bit too much on some of the, you know, disappointment of this weekend's content. But again, look, hopefully better times are just around the corner. There are a few different things for you to go at. And this podcast will keep going as well on Wednesday. I believe John is going to have another special guest from the Patreon on board. I won't spoil the surprise, but do tune in on Wednesday for that one. And of course, the guys will be back on Friday as well, hopefully talking about this best of Team 2. And hopefully the best of Team 2 will literally be all of the best of. And we'll have one last hurrah. And everyone will get a chance to use those cards that they've been sort of longing for all year. But for now... I'm gonna depart. Adam, you've said before that you're not on social media, but I know people can follow you in the Discord. But Chris, where can people follow you?
You will find me on Twitter to Foot and Review Teddy Bear, and again on our wonderful Discord under Grandpapa Mac.
Yeah, and I'm exactly in the same places, and I'm at Wimby. So let's linger no longer. Let us depart. Adam, what have we got left to do?
Drop it.
Chris?
We gotta drop it.
And we are going to drop it.
Drop it.
F-U-T. F-U-T. F-F-F-F-U-T. F-U-T. T. T. Interview. F-U-T.